I never cared about legacy. I mean, I could give a shit. I never once when I was in high school said, man, I can't wait for what my football legacy looks like. I mean, that's a very, it's just not me. That's not my personality. So why would I choose a different place? It's because it was just time.
So wow. Brady says, I don't care about my legacy. I never thought about what my legacy would be. Are you buying that, Arnie? Do you believe him?
No, I do. I believe him that he really doesn't care what his legacy is going to be. He doesn't care if they say, oh, look, you went 7-9 with Tampa, so you obviously won all those Super Bowls because of Belichick. That doesn't bother him the very least, and nor should it either. He's very confident in what he's done in life, so I actually believe him. You know, most people only care about the legacy if they do, you know, toward the end of the career, and they let that dictate what decisions they make. I believe him when he says that.
Sounds so weird hearing Tom Brady dropping S-bombs on live radio. And there were a lot of them in this interview.
Were.
F-bombs, S-bombs, you name it. But that sort of I think he's trying to hammer home just how little it matters to him. And you know what? I don't believe him. I think that his legacy is very important to him. He's been called the GOAT by everybody. I don't think he wants to go out there and just stink for the last 2 years of his life. Of his career.
I don't think his legacy in terms of how we view him as a football player is something that's going to really be impacted much by going to Tampa. If he goes and wins, then his legacy will be uplifted. But if he's bad, his legacy is not going to be impacted, I don't think. Nick Wright might be the biggest Tom Brady naysayer that there is right now in media, along with Max Kellerman. Nick Wright today, Arnie, on First Things First. I think I agree with him 100% when he says this.
And I do believe Brady was not worried about, quote, tarnishing, unquote, his legacy by going to Tampa. That's a media creation anyway. You should never be able to tarnish your legacy by continuing to play. So I do buy Wilds. It's not his focus now. I don't buy it's something he never cared about.
And Arnie, I'll ask you this as a follow-up. Nick Wright also gave a great analogy. The guy who's really rich, that guy says money doesn't matter that much because he's already got the money. But the guys who have no money, money matters everything to them. Now that Brady has established that legacy, it might be easier for him to say it means nothing. When he had nothing, I got to think it mattered to him a little bit what path he was forging.
Well, and that does make sense, and that's possible. My thing is this, is there a difference between legacy and what people say about you, or is that the same thing? Because a legacy, people are going to talk about your career and, you know, whether about whether you won it without Belichick or not. To me, what people say about you is all I want people to say is that they had a good time working with me in radio, whether it's my producers and stuff like that. I couldn't care less if they said I had a good show, a bad show, top 100, top 1 million, made no difference to me. And I think that's the same as Brady. I think he wants his teammates to say, man, he was a good guy. He would do anything for us. But as this, what the public says about him, whether he could win or win without Belichick, I don't think he cares about that.
No, but I think you're right that the legacy interest by Tom Brady changed drastically when Drew Bledsoe went down on the Mo Lewis hit. I mean, he went from a backup quarterback for the most part at Michigan to a second-string quarterback that may or may ever see a snap in the NFL to the greatest of all time. And it didn't take him long to start solidifying that reputation after winning 3 Super Bowls in his first 4 years. So I think that stuff matters to him.
The decision to go to Tampa, again, as Nick Wright said, as I said a second ago, if they go 7-9, if they go 9-7, they miss the playoffs, they go out in the first round, whatever, ultimately I don't think that really matters. But I do think that Brady has cared about his legacy for a while now, right? I mean, he wanted to keep playing because why? He wanted to win as many Super Bowls as possible. What does winning as many Super Bowls as possible allow you? It allows you to be viewed as the greatest player of all time. He wanted to win 6 Super Bowls. Why? So he could be the only player to have 6 Super Bowls and be in a class all of his own that surpasses him from Charles Haley and, you know, a guy who has 5. And now he wants to keep playing because he wants to push the envelope and prove that he can do something that no one else can, and he wants to push that envelope. I think that's all part of your legacy in terms of how you're being remembered, Arnie, so I think it's mattered to him.
Well, that's accomplishments. I mean, everybody wants to have accomplishments, you know, even the most minor one to, you know, somebody like a Kobe or a Tom Brady that has obviously higher ones than that. I don't know if that's so much a legacy, though. I mean, like we said, Tom Brady has 6 Super Bowl wins. He's been in 9 Super Bowls. Those are a hell of an accomplishment. But the legacy will be he could win without Belichick or he can't win without Belichick. That's what the legacy will be, not the accomplishments.
Yeah, but I do agree that, you know, as much as I think his legacy matters to him because he's become so great and won so much, I think it matters to him. I don't think he wants to go to Tampa Bay and go 4-12 and be
and
insignificant. I think that matters to him just because he's so damn competitive.
Yes.
You know, Colin had a really interesting point today. He believes Brady when he says legacy doesn't matter. He said, compare and contrast him to somebody else. Listen to this.
Take the other quarterback in the all-decade team, Aaron Rodgers, who said 2 days ago, quote, my thing is legacy is really important. Aaron Rodgers has a well-documented struggle with his family. Isn't married, doesn't have kids. Legacy matters. It really does. Who's thin-skinned? Aaron. Who's not? Tom. Who has a wide net of people there supporting him? Tom. Who fires back at people you'd think would be close to him, brother or family? Aaron.
So Colin says Brady has this great support system already and this great life that he's created. Close with his family, great, you know, great relationship with his wife, great relationship with his kids. It's easy for him to put out what other people say because he has something exciting to go home to. He says Aaron Rodgers doesn't have that. So all that he is validated by is what other people say about
it. Actually, that's a great point by Colin. Hadn't thought it in that type of that analogy. Though it is kind of interesting. They said, well, look, Aaron is worried about his legacy, but he's thin-skinned. Tom's not worried about his legacy. He's thick, you know, has thicker skin out there. I don't know if that has so much to do with it, because if you do have thin skin, taking criticism is really awfully tough for you. I mean, Rich, you have thin skin. You don't like the criticism.
No, I don't.
Doubt about that. I could read bad things about me all day and then go have a lunch and not let it affect me. So yeah. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but I certainly like the other points that Colin
made. No, but if you're good, it's an interesting point when you make between yourself and myself. We couldn't be more opposite about the thickness of our skin, so to speak, because and I look at Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady as very much that. You are more of the the thing was, is I grew up in and still continue to luckily have a very, very close family situation. And I think that there was never any insulting. There was never any degrading of any sort in my childhood and growing up. Everything was just positive, 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 and reinforcement on a constant basis. And I think Tom Brady grew up in that environment, too. So, which is interesting, because with that environment, you'd think he'd be thin-skinned, but he isn't. I think he's very thick-skinned. You're right. Aaron Rodgers grew up in a much different family situation, and he went the other way.
Arne, I think you and I probably take similar approaches to this. And you talk about you don't care if people remember if you had a good show or a bad show. I think I'm young enough to have that ego where I'd like to be remembered as someone who's good at the job. But ultimately, I do think what we would consider our legacies to be would be something we value is the people that we've worked with. Now, again, I'm younger, but I take pride in the interns that we've churned out that have gotten hired here part-time, or the interns that we've had that have gone on to college and have gotten degrees and have gotten jobs in the business. I look at it less about, okay, what's my show like, but what's my coaching tree like? And these people, you know, Aaron and Nick and you know, we had intern
Shelby,
Cody back in the day. Like, we have all these people that have done great things. And I think you look at it in the same way, because you're always talking, oh, my old producer is now this, my old producer is now that. I think you take pride in who you've helped develop and get to a next level.
Absolutely. I mean, I have a lot of producers that are program directors or general managers around the country.
They survived you.
Yeah, it's amazing. 5 or 6 of them. So, and some of them great places, San Francisco and Detroit, and one was in Charlotte and Chicago. I mean, just New York, just unbelievable cities, too. So, yeah, it's great to see them succeed. But most people would say, hey, you know, you're just my producer. I want to see you fail. But, I think it's great to see how far they can go.
No, that's something that definitely you and I have in common. I think Brady also, deep down, thinks that. I think he likes, and I've never heard him say this publicly, and even in this two-hour thing with Stern today, he didn't say that. I do think it would be important to him to say, well, you know, and he's not arrogant enough to say it overtly, so it's so obvious, but I think he likes, you know, that receiver had a better career because he played with me. That guy who you might not have ever heard of, who we won a Super Bowl together, you know, I mean, I think he takes some pride in Julian Edelman becoming Julian Edelman.
Right, and Wes Welker, another example of that, because beyond that, he didn't really, I mean, he was not given a whole lot of receivers, a bunch of no-names who had pretty good years and probably won rings with him.
I mean, who who is James White without Tom Brady? I don't know. I don't know that James White is as good as James White is. I mean, look at what happens to Deion Lewis when he leaves here. He goes to Tennessee and he's playing in anonymity now and he doesn't get any chances. Well, he was a really good piece to this Patriots team in part because Tom Brady helped develop him. And I think Tom Brady deep down probably takes some pride in that too, Arnie.
Now, perfect storm. I would love to go back, you know, how you guys play those simulation games when Tom Brady was drafted, you know, put him on the Cleveland Browns and coming in as a raw rookie, and let's see what his record would be and how long he would last in the NFL if he had fallen into a situation like that, you know?
Well, if Tom Brady went in the Cleveland Browns in 2000 instead of Tim Couch, wow.
Wow.
Tim Couch was the number one pick in 2000.
Wow.
So that's hard to believe. That's how long it's been. Oof. For Tom Brady. Why don't we take a break and do our quarantine countdown? Famous number sevens.
Famous number sevens. Nice. That's coming up next. You're in the huddle. What a point to the game.